From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, these building consents, should I be worried, given we're supposed to be building houses like we never have before and we've got no timber and everyone's upset about being an investor?
Take a breath. Should we be worried? Not yet. No, I don't think so. This is building consent data issued yesterday for February. Of course, very topical in at the moment in the wake of the government announcement on housing and all those other things you've just pointed and talked about, and in particular the discussion around supply, because consent information does speak directly to potential supply. So 3,129 new homes consented in February. Now, that is fewer than was consented last February, which raises a little red flag. But if we look at the seasonally adjusted move from January to February, it fell 18.2%. Now, that is a surprise. However, we do need to sort of take a bit of a breath, consider the very sort of lumpy impact of multi-unit consents. When you get fewer of those, it does tend to move these monthly numbers around. But irrespective of that, the pattern of consensus here is a little unusual. We normally see a big lift between January and February, and this hasn't happened. I mean, just looking backwards a little bit, though, just to take a bit more perspective, the December quarter was on fire at record levels. But this number for February might definitely be behind what analysts expected. Just accept that the month-to-month numbers can be volatile. It's a high-frequency trend. Year-on-year, expanding the view out a little bit, we're up 4.9%. So in general, we are consenting more builds. And there's no change in that very strong underlying trend away from standalone dwellings to townhouses, units and flats. So we consented just under 40,000 homes in the year ended February. Multi-units up 38%, and they now comprise 30% of all new homes. A little interesting number, non-residential consent, so this is not houses. That's down 3% year on year. Shops, restaurants and bars, 300 million less building there, so we need to get the confidence back into that area. Just a couple of comments though, Mike. You can't join the dots on what is a sort of a soft number for February to the government announcement, because the timing, this was prior to the announcement. But a couple of key underlying themes on supply. House building is running at historically high levels, even adjusting for population. I mean, if we go back to the 70s on that measure, we were building way more houses, but it's still pretty high when we compare it to other areas. But importantly, population growth is slowing. Mm. So we are playing catch up here. We need to build more houses. We need more houses available compared to population. We are doing that. The thing is, Mike, this recent government announcement has created some short-term uncertainty around the residential property sector. We don't really know how investors or how the market is going to respond. We know that the new builds should be shielded somewhat. The new builds create more supply. They should be shielded somewhat by the different treatment around interest deductibility and the bright line test. But at the moment, no one really knows.
Exactly. How's Billiners block trade? Where are we at with that?
Billiners block trade. I do want to talk briefly about this. This is the fallout from this yesterday's topic, this Archegos, this liquidation of the investment company. Now, while the impact on us here in New Zealand is pretty minor, it's pretty muted, this has been an event of international significance, potentially with non-trivial ramifications. If I look at the parties involved here, we've seen some pretty significant impacts. Look at the share price of big banks like Credit Suisse, down 17%. Nomura Holdings, 17%. The government, the companies that Archegos had holdings in, Viacom CBS, share price last week down over 50%, Mike. Discovery, 46%, Tencent, 34% last week. So the fallout, very real. There's a couple of, just to finally finish off, I saw a quote yesterday, Bill Huang, this could be one of the single greatest losses of personal wealth in history.
Wow.
We don't have any facts on that. But the other thing, Mike, is regulation. This has been talked about in the same breath as long-term capital management, Lehman Brothers. You wait, the regulators are coming on the back of this.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
33,058 on the Dow Jones, down 112 points overnight. That's 0.3%. The S&P 500, 3,951, down 20, about 0.5%. And the NASDAQ, 13,016, which is down 42 points or 0.3%. The FTSE 100, they were up 0.5%, 6,772. The Nikkei up 48, 29,433. Shanghai Composite up 0.6%, 3,456. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 0.9%, closing at 6,738. But we gained 79 points on the NZX 50, 12,446. 0.64% gain there. On the currencies, 0.6977 US, 0.9189 Aussie, 0.5954 euro, 0.5087 pounds, 76.94 yen. Gold a bit weaker, $1,685. Brent crude, $64.01.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.